This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't know if you noticed, but we made it like 9-something minutes into the program without talking about the budget cuts that start to hit on Friday. Talk of debt and deficit drag on in Washington in large part because of, or thanks to, depending on how you look at it, the efforts of one man, Pete Peterson, and his 35-year campaign that he financed himself to make debt. Topic number one. We put that debate into context for you yesterday. Today, Pete Peterson himself. Mr. Peterson, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I wonder maybe if a place to start is with this fight we're having over the sequester now down in Washington. I wonder whether this is what you intended when you first started talking about the debt and deficit so many years ago, that we would get to this point.
Yes, the cliff discussions that took place at the end of last year and the discussions taking place now on sequester, as you probably know, those are focusing on the discretionary programs, not the long-term mandatory programs. I have believed that something along the lines of Simpson-Bowles, that's what you might call a grand bargain, is what we ought to be doing. A program that, for example, combines both revenue increases and spending cuts.
Let me make sure I understand what you're saying, because there will be Republicans who listen to this broadcast.
That's fine.
You are saying that Republicans have to get their minds around the fact that taxes are going to have to go up.
I'm saying that a program like Simpson-Bowles that had about $3 of spending cuts for every dollar of revenue, and one that attacks all of the aspects of the budget in which everything is on the table, and by everything I mean entitlements, I mean tax reform, I mean defense, are all on the table, is the right way to approach this problem. And the Republicans taking the point of view that you can't raise taxes, and the Democrats taking the point of view that you can't reform entitlements, are ways of blocking meaningful progress.
And I appreciate that, sir, but there is the point to be made that the government can go out right now and borrow money for 10 years at 2%. Interest rates are practically zero. And yet all the warnings we've been hearing from you about the problems with long-term debt for the past 35 years have not yet come to pass.
I'm not against the government going out and borrowing some money as long as, A, that money is used for investment purposes, and, B, as long as you plan for the long term at the same time you're doing that. And this idea that we can't do both is an idea that I simply reject. That's all.
Well, and here's the thing I don't understand, Mr. Peterson. You keep saying long term. We have a long term problem. And I don't think anybody actually really disagrees with that. But the way it's been reflecting in Washington in the debate right now is short term. We have to cut right now. Is that smart?
That's why I think there is a significant shortcoming in the efforts in Washington today. I would be much happier with a program that was focused on the long term and, as I say, had some investment in the short term.
Are you satisfied we're ever going to get to that conversation, Mr. Peterson, that long-term conversation, the way Washington is focused on what happens right now? Are you satisfied that we'll ever get to a long-term conversation?
I'm going to keep working until we do. Because until we do, we are not talking about the underlying problem that confronts the long-term future.
Pete Peterson, the founder of the Peter G. Peterson Foundation. Mr. Peterson, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Okay, thank you for inviting me.